With more people staying at home during the pandemic, residential food waste has spiked in some parts of the country. Even before the crisis, 40% of food never made it to people's plates. And once it did, $281 billion of it a year was thrown away. Tonight, we take a look at one city's effort to aggressively tackle food waste, an effort they're betting will help them feed more residents in need and lower greenhouse gases. Special correspondent Allison Aubrey has the story. It's part of a five-part NewsHour series, Waste Not, Want Not, which was reported on before the COVID-19 outbreak.
Cool. All right, so we're going to be talking some trash today.
It's the city of Denver's Waste Extravaganza bus tour, and Megan Lane, an administrator in the city's recycling program, is showing a busload of neighborhood leaders where their trash ends up. First stop, one of Denver's biggest landfills.
When we dig through trash, what we find is 25% of the material is recyclable and 50% of the material is compostable, which is a whole heck of a lot of material. So easily, right, we should be diverting 75%.
Lane explains that a good chunk of our trash is made up of food waste that could be composted. Denver offers curbside compost pickup for its food waste to try to keep it out of its landfills, but participation in the program is low, with less than 13% of eligible homes signed up. So much of Denver's food waste is still ending up in a landfill. Next stop on the tour, Denver's 430-acre compost facility outside the city. Residents get a lesson in what can and can't be composted.
The opportunity for having an impact on the environment is huge.
The city is hoping that more people realize that a good percentage of their trash can be composted, so they sign up for Denver's curbside compost pickup. Charlotte Pitt directs the city's composting program.
Composting is basically taking your food scraps and turning them into a valuable soil amendment. When you put organic material into a landfill, it produces methane because it doesn't have the light and the water and the oxygen that it needs to decompose properly. So keeping it out of the landfill is huge.
It's huge because methane is a powerful greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. It's 28 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Composting food waste uses water and oxygen and only emits small amounts of carbon dioxide, so its impact on greenhouse gases is much lower. Nationwide, Americans generate around 40 million tons of food waste each year, but only 6% of that ends up being composted. This Denver family has been composting ever since Denver's compost pickup program started back in 2006.
After we started composting everything that could be composted, we saw about a 50% reduction in the amount of trash that we had. So then I ordered a smaller trash bin and, you know, of course, a bigger composting bin.
In Denver, chefs are joining the battle against food waste with an initiative called the Chef's Challenge. The city appoints a handful of chefs to try out composting and reduce food waste in their own kitchens. Jason Burgett is chef owner of a restaurant called The Wooden Spoon.
It was like eye-opening. 63% of our food waste was compostable. This small little place produces so much compost.
It's all part of an effort to green up what is already a pretty eco-conscious city. Lots of people here in Denver ride bikes and support renewable energy. Now there's an effort to show them that reducing food waste and composting are two of the top ways to really make a difference.
The effort is getting a jump start from the Natural Resources Defense Council, a national nonprofit that focuses on environmental issues. They're infusing local organizations that focus on food waste with funds to bolster their efforts. Denver is one of three pilot programs the NRDC has launched in cities across the country. Nashville and Baltimore are also included. In Denver, the NRDC went as far as funding and staffing a new city government position called the Food Waste and Recovery Program Administrator. Leslie Basins is filling that role.
We're focusing on cities because cities are more nimble. At the federal level, the U.S. does have an overall food waste reduction goal of reducing food waste. But I do think that at the local level is where the change is really happening.
A study the NRDC presented Denver back in 2017 shows how cities that aggressively attack food waste can dramatically shrink unmet food needs, or what's called food gaps, for residents who struggle to put food on the table. By increasing the recovery of the edible food that is normally tossed, the report shows Denver potentially capturing an additional 7 million meals and cutting its food gap in half. Arlen Preblood started We Don't Waste, one of Colorado's largest food recovery organizations. He says having a national organization like the NRDC has not only brought more resources to the issue of food waste, it raises the level of awareness in the community about its connection to both hunger and greenhouse gases.
It has provided us with a platform to enhance what we do for the community. And through their efforts, they're asking organizations like We Don't Waste and others to reach further into the community and develop programs that bring food deeper into the communities so those folks that are less fortunate are overcoming food insecurity.
Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Preblood says demand for their services has nearly tripled.
So when a city takes on food waste, there's a whole chain reaction that happens. Environmentally, if you waste less food, you have a benefit in terms of greenhouse gas emission, which benefits cities who often have these greenhouse gas reduction goals. Then you also will feed more people. And I think in a lot of cities that are struggling with food insecurity, being able to rescue more food is a huge bonus.
Attacking food waste effectively requires a two-pronged approach, according to Basins. There's recovery of the edible food that's being tossed and recycling or composting the food that normally ends up in a landfill. But increasing composting could be difficult. Part of the reason, it costs $10 a month for compost pickup, but trash pickup is lumped into city taxes and perceived to be free by most residents.
We're looking to change that model in the future. Right now, we do have to charge a fee, but that's not our ultimate goal because we really want to incentivize people to participate.
And there are other economics at play, too. Colorado has low tipping fees to dump trash because there's plenty of space for landfills, whereas in Seattle, Washington, composting is mandated and costs less than trash pickup, partly because land and landfills are scarcer, and tipping fees to dump trash are much higher, about $70 a ton compared to less than $20 a ton in Denver. Despite this challenge, Pitt says she remains optimistic.
Whenever you work on behavior change, it just takes some time. The fact that we're over 21,000 people who have taken the time to call us, decide that they're going to pay for the service, we think that's pretty good progress.
Denver is one of a handful of large cities in the U.S. that offers curbside composting, but it's initiatives like this that show other communities how it can be done.